KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far, the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, the teacher who was shot and killed at Abundant Life Christian School Monday was laid to rest. Erin West was 42 years old. Friends say she dedicated her life to serving others and to her faith, and that made her a perfect fit at Abundant Life. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Ruby Vergara was laid to rest over the weekend. Loved ones remembered her for her musical talents, which she loved to share, and her special bond with her animals. And a scare in Belleville, a 12-year-old student may face charges after allegedly plotting to harm themselves and school staff. Fellow students reported it a week ago and told officials what the child was saying. The 12-year-old was referred to Dane County Juvenile Court on charges of disorderly conduct and making terroristic threats. That student was not taken into custody, but they're no longer allowed on school grounds, and there are still more discipline decisions in the works. Belleville police thanked other students for taking it seriously and coming forward. If you're looking for ways to give, the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community is now near $70,000. Almost 700 people have donated. You can find a link to it on our website, WMDXradio.com. There are lots of ways you can give back, and it doesn't just have to be monetarily. Tomorrow is the big blood drive at the Alliant Energy Center. We can all get so busy this time of year, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But the spirit of giving is what the holidays are all about. Rebecca Rockhill from the Red Cross.
We see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays. People tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate.
The Christmas Eve blood drive is tomorrow at the Alliant Energy Center. It runs from 7 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I checked. There are still tons of times available. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers shut out the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was Green Bay over New Orleans at Lambeau Field 34-0. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what's been the difference in the Packers' defense.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hadn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
The Saints now fall to 5-10. Quarterback Spencer Rattler after the loss.
Just embarrassing. Put it on myself. Played not good at all. Just didn't have any answers.
NBA, the Bucks over the Bulls, 112-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard giving the night off. Bobby Portis with 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Obviously, Damian, Giannis out. I know the severity of the situation. Have to step up, and it's always next man up mentality. So I'm always a confident guy, but I know with those two, I'll have to, you know, shoulder just a little bit more.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So biggest picture. Huge win for Jack Smith, unequivocal win for Jack Smith. The language in this ruling is very strong. They forcefully reject Donald Trump's immunity arguments. There's really three major findings that the D.C. Court of Appeals makes here. First of all, they reject this notion of blanket immunity. They say it is not and cannot be that a president simply can never be charged for anything that happens during his time in office.
Could it be we've woken up in a country of laws, not men? That maybe, in fact, no one is above the law? I know who to ask. Speaking of lawmen, I like to call him my G-spot man. Here he is.
Good morning, Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi. Frank Flaguzzi.
Former G-man.
The FBI.
Frank Flaguzzi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Flaguzzi, the former FBI assistant director for counterintelligence.
Flaguzzi, Frank.
I feel like I need my favorite G-man.
She's got you
on. Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you're fought against crime.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Flaguzzi.
Pardon me, sir, were you just raising the roof? I've never seen
a little morning rock out here.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that someone just tweeted, Frankie Figs. Okay. Everyone's very excited.
That was my mob name.
Wow, Frank, so much to talk about. I mean, let's talk about the immunity ruling, first of all, which obviously not unexpected. But, I know everyone is saying the Supreme Court's not going to take it. But I just get nervous that this Supreme Court, whether it's arrogance or politicized to the degree that they could give Trump the right. delay, essentially gives him immunity. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it says a lot about this, of where we are right now in this country, where we actually had to hold our breath, Stephanie, to
yes.
see whether the D.C. appellate court would actually reaffirm what we all know, that, we don't have a king. And, you can't commit crimes and be completely immune for prosecution. But, yes, indeed, we were holding our breath. And now, as you say, we don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. I have a gut feeling, and I know Neil Katyal, my colleague on MSNBC, who's a legal analyst, way more proficient on the Supreme Court than I ever will be.
Oh, he's the first tweet I quoted.
There you go. He says, he doesn't think they'll take it. I have to say, I think this court wants a say in just about everything, even when they don't need to say it.
Yeah.
And so I think there'll be a great debate within the court as to whether or not, hey, this is about the biggest thing we could ever decide. And we're gonna punt it back. I can't predict this, but I'm not that confident that they'll simply say, it's good. We don't need to hear it.
Yeah. And, you know, I just, I grabbed this, again, these people are on, as you know, I don't know, YouTube, Twitter, like you can see the video of a guy this morning saying, me and millions of other gun-loving Americans are just waiting until Trump gives us the green light to take to the streets and start gunning down Democrats. I mean, obviously, you've talked about the threat of domestic violence for quite some time, but I just, we are at such a, we're running out of words, unprecedented, dangerous tipping point. What do you want to call it, Frank?
Yeah, it's, we're at a boiling point, for sure, and to throw in another phrase. And, you know, Trump has used phrases recently like, hey, there will be bedlam, right? You know, reminiscent of January 6th, where he said, you know, it will be wild. So he's hinted here that, hey, I think the Supreme Court will be fair if they're fair. Well, what does that mean, Trump, if they're fair and rule your way? Is that the only definition of fairness? So my concern is that he will, as you just quoted this nutcase from that's been on social media, that he will give some form of direct or indirect green light, or it will be perceived as a green light. And it could come as early as tomorrow, or in relationship to tomorrow's Supreme Court hearing, where they will be hearing the argument on whether Colorado and other states can indeed disqualify Trump from the ballot for engaging in an insurrection. This is about as big as it gets. Whether Trump gets on the ballot or not is what it's all about. And yes, there could be people incited to violence. The Supreme Court security tomorrow is going to be as tight as probably it's ever been.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like, and it sounds like on the immunity ruling, you're afraid the same thing I am, that they could, you know, say we have to put our stamp on this and then give a delay. Do you have confidence? I mean, how are you feeling on whether the J6 trial is going to happen before the election? And we're going to find out if we're putting a convicted felon in the Oval Office with the nuclear codes again.
Look, I Supreme Court's lost all credibility with me, and I know many, many other people. So I can see a scenario where they just choose to delay, you know, do nothing and delay. It gets moved to October, potentially. I think John Roberts is going to try and talk his folks out of that. I think he's going to go, look, the nation demands that we take some action here. And so I still have hopes that we will see this trial start in D.C. regarding January 6th. Before the election, I am certainly not confident with regard to the documents case at Mar-a-Lago. That judge, Judge Cannon, seems to be wholly owned and operated by the Republican Party and seems to be, you know, looking forward to a Supreme Court nomination someday.
And you obviously, I'm sure, have some thoughts on the FBI missing a secret room at Mar-a-Lago. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I know this has been the subject of much discussion. I really have gotten down into the weeds on this now, and here's what I know. Still not thrilled with the explanation, but two spaces inside Mar-a-Lago were apparently not searched that could have been perhaps within the parameters of the search warrant affidavit, which, by the way, when you're searching for things like paper, you get to search a lot of places. It's like drugs. Okay, you can tear the place apart if you want to. They didn't want to do that with Mar-a-Lago because, in part, they had sources and methods, including the CCTV security cameras at Mar-a-Lago, plus human sources, telling them the documents are going to be here and here and here, and here's what you're looking for, and here's what National Archives is missing. And so when they went in there and they got those documents back in the places sources and cameras said they would be, they made an on-the-call decision on the premises to not break locks and do what's called a generally destructive search warrant. With regard to the closet, it's that closet leads to the roof, and it is locked down by U.S. Secret Service. It's their way to get up on the roof. And so the Bureau was aware of that. None of this, you know, these two rooms are not a surprise. Everybody knew about them. The service had the closet, and that was deemed as, hey, listen, you know, no need to get in there. So am I still seeing a level of deference that you and I would not be afforded if our homes were being searched?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, right? There's way too much deference. But I now have a greater understanding of the operational scenario on the ground.
Yeah. This is why people around the world are like just going, how is it possible that this guy's not in prison or that he could actually be president again? And it's, as you say, stuff like this. I mean, them going after Fani Willis for her personal life, hoping to shut down that investigation, even though they have it on tape. They have that crime on tape.
What a mess. What a mess. You know, I spent painful amounts of time in my FBI career in internal affairs, making decisions about errors in judgment.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, yes, Fani Willis has made an error in judgment. There's no question. I think she'll tell you that. Does that change the substance of the case that's been built? No. So she's in a mess. They're going to beat her about the head and shoulders with this forever. But at the bottom line is it doesn't change the content of the case.
Right. Yeah. Well, it reminds me of he's always in my head. Trump going, the lovers, Lisa, her name? And Spock. And the lovers. Yeah. Just, you know, you had nothing to do with his guilt in Russia,
right.
Trump Russia.
Very
but, of
similar.
Course, yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yay, I get a gold star from Frank. we've been talking about this, obviously, and so have you on TV. The son beheads his federal employee father, calls him a traitor for working under Biden, calls for the death of all federal officials, displayed his decapitated head. George Conway tweeted, you know, we're in the midst of a mental health crisis in America, which is why we had, you know, my friend Dr. Wanda on, because it's just, I don't know what degree, you know, Frank, this is mental illness, just conspiracy theories gone wild, but it is obviously turning to violence. So, yeah, what were your thoughts on that?
There's a lot to unpack there, including a headless body. But, you know,
literally.
A son, for those who are catching up, a son has decapitated his father, displayed the head on YouTube, until it was taken down. And why, supposedly, he says, and his social media is filled with this kind of stuff, his father was a federal employee, therefore working under the Biden administration. Now, his father's been a federal employee for decades under many administrations, but this is the son who felt like he needed to call his father a traitor on social media and display his decapitated head. What does that mean? What do we take from that? We're at the point now where the cult is absolutely confirmed. When people are willing to betray and kill their families, right? We've already had people killing themselves in martyrdom. The guy in Provo, Utah, who the FBI had to shoot, they were trying to arrest him for threatening to kill Biden.
Right.
The guy at FBI Cincinnati who tried to breach the reception area ended up dead in a cornfield in Ohio. People are willing to die for Trump. Now they're willing to kill their family. And if you want a clue as to whether something's a cult, look at the ability to betray and kill your family for a single person.
Yep. There's a couple more big things before we go. You tweeted, the U.S. Border Control Agents Union has endorsed the bipartisan Senate proposed bill. Listen when the people who do this for a living tell you it works for them. I mean, yesterday had to be one of the most despicable days in Republican history, and that's kind of saying a lot.
They couldn't succeed in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas for allegedly failing at the border. No high crime or misdemeanor, by the way. We could debate for an hour whether Mayorkas has done his job well or not, but there's no high crime or misdemeanor there. With regard to the Border Patrol Union, look, that was a shocker. Those are agents every day saying, hey, this bipartisan Senate proposal, that works for us.
Yeah.
That gives us tremendous authorities we didn't have, more resources and less undocumented migrants flowing into the country. And Trump, of course, has said, no.
I mean, and not to mention they, you know, tried to impeach Mayorkas on the day that they won't give him the tools to the job they say that he's not doing.
No irony
okay.
there. No
yeah,
irony.
No, not at all. So you also tweeted the right outcome on the Crumbly trial. You said she ignored the warning signs, allowed her son continued gun access. Jennifer Crumbly found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in his son's school shooting. To this I say good. I hope, you know, we are on some path to a little more sanity around guns in this country. What was your take on that, Frank?
This needs to happen more often. I love this precedent being set for parents and kids who commit mass shootings. Look, if you paid attention to this trial and had the time to do it, this is horrific. This is a parent who was not present. And when her son was telling her repeatedly, I see things, I'm hallucinating, balls are flying off shelves, I'm hearing things and voices. And she laughed at him, scoffed at him, mocked him, made it worse, by the way, by having things happen in the house to just get him going.
Right.
So she allows him to have this gun. The parents call them in. The school calls them in, says, look, we got a gun in his backpack. He continues to have a gun. No therapy, no help. This was the right call.
Yep. The new book is Long Haul Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. Ooh, it's about murder. This true crime investigation uncovers a world of elusive serial killers. You get an expert's eye on how these cases are investigated and the ongoing challenges they present. It sounds fascinating, Frank.
It's available now for pre-order, HarperCollins and Mariner. It's, over a year of my life on the road, riding long haul with truckers over 2,000 miles, talking to the top crime analysts and highway serial killings, who, by the way, those analysts happen to be women.
Yeah.
No surprise, because the victims in these cases are sex trafficked women in and around truck stops. There's no championing, no advocating.
Yeah.
I tell their story in this book. You can get it now. Comes out in May.
Oh, I didn't think you could get more attractive. All right. Also, you know what you want to do, because that's a stressful experience reading about that. You need to go on a cruise with Frank and Glenn Kirshner.
Yeah.
It is the Oceana cruise on the Mediterranean. That is a love boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Glenn Kirshner tells me he's bringing his Speedo for the Lido guy.
I'm in.
Yeah, we're in. You're absolutely right. Collectively, as a nation, we need a break.
Yes.
We need to plan and take vacations. So why not take it with like-minded people who are as passionate as you are about democracy? We start the cruise in the cradle of democracy, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We go from there. It's a fun time, great people. If you're thinking about vacationing, this is July.
And ours might be gone, our democracy, so go visit another one. That'd be nice.
Start one back there.
Yeah.
You can check it out on my website.
That's awesome.
All right, we've linked to everything.
Yep.
Frank, thanks so much, and congrats on the book.
Thanks. Stay well, everybody.
All right.
Thanks,
you too.
Frank.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths, which I appreciate even more in when it's cold and rainy.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, it's been windy.
It's so windy.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
No, it's been cuddly weather.
Yes. Oh, my God. My sheets are the softest sheets in the world. My pajamas are the softest. I am waiting for my new color, my olive green, because I have the black and the blush color.
Uh-huh.
They're all so pretty. And
uh-huh.
Oh, my God, they're always coming up with new colors. Okay.
There you go.
How about maybe Valentine's Day? Maybe you got a dude. He's going to love the Bamboo Pullover Crew. Maybe the Cozy Earth Bamboo Joggers or the new Cityscape Hoodie. I mean, there's something for literally everyone.
Yeah.
That is why I made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Everything's made with temperature regulating viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Supremely soft, comfortable. Temperature regulating, as I said, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels.
Oh,
the bath towels are so thirsty. Sorry.
Yeah, they're thirsty, kind of like they're posting nudes on the on the internet.
Yes.
Yes, they're very thirsty.
Fantastic. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard Outdoor Protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. All right, in a hot GOP mess yesterday, that was the most surprising headline. Matt Gaetz endorses mortal enemy Kevin McCarthy for RNC chair. Kevin would be terrific.
I don't understand.
What?
But you didn't think he was terrific before.
Right.
When you ousted him. You know what I think this is about? He's trying to get Kevin to call off his dogs in Congress that are going forward with the ethics investigation about, you know, general rapiness of Representative Rapey McForehead. That's what I think is happening there.
I agree.
Kevin's terrific. Maybe you look like you need a muffin. Vote for Kevin.
Maybe he could show a PowerPoint presentation on his forehead.
Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Before we sport the sport with Carlos, I remember, his in-laws live in Gilbert.
Yes.
Is he on there yet?
Yes.
No, he's not. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Well, I was just wondering if he had heard about the Gilbert Goons. Have you been following
Godfrey.
That?
I heard about the Gilbert
Goons. Gilbert, Arizona. Yeah.
I heard about the Gilbert Goons.
Yeah, there's a bunch of affluent teenagers that are just going out and beating people up.
It's a gang. It's a gang of affluent white teenagers. Yes.
Yeah. God.
Uh-huh. Right. And I can't help but think that it's MAGA influence because
I'm sure it is. It's Gilbert.
Mostly affluent white kids. So yeah. Hmm. All right. Well, I was going to tell Carlos about all the Brock Purdy billboards that are all around town now. You know, but
well,
you have phone, so I guess I'll.
All right, you have sufficiently supported the sport. You've supported the sport, though, so that's.
But we will ask him about Brock Purdy when he gets on.
So it's douche nozzles taken, so they went with Gilbert Goons.
The Gilbert Goons, yeah, it's a stupid little. But they are actually doing damage to people.
They really are.
Yeah.
My good God. Uh-huh. We had just, I feel like we have entered the stupidest timeline, and we apparently will never, ever get out. So enjoy, everyone. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. I'm coughing up a lung presently.
Well, granted, fine. There's not a lot to do in Gilbert, so this is the only thing they have to do.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have something in my throat because we've talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene so much. Pipe bomber. It's fine now. 29 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People in some southern Wisconsin towns came out to find plastic bags on their driveway that were filled with hate speech, saying things like white power. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Police in Whitewater and Maguanago are investigating, but they might not be able to do much about flyers with hateful language found recently. The reports are about the distribution of plastic bags containing what is described as hate speech materials. The bags were found over the weekend. Authorities say they're seeking more information and surveillance footage. A recent court case in Kenosha ruled that similar flyer distribution was protected under the First Amendment.
Last month, there were fake deportation flyers found in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Madison's public transportation is operating on special schedules today and tomorrow. Routes end early tonight for Christmas Eve. The last buses will run between 5:30 and 7-ish. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Madison Metro will basically be running on a Sunday schedule with reduced service. And we're often busy enjoying, and it can be easy to overlook how much waste we produce around the holidays. Derek Tritz has some suggestions from the Department of Natural Resources.
Rules for recycling vary locally, but there are several items that can be recycled anywhere in Wisconsin, according to DNR Waste Reduction and Division Coordinator Jennifer Sunbrow.
From La Crosse to Milwaukee up into the Northwoods, you can recycle containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics numbers 1 and 2, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers.
Batteries and electronics like tablets and phones should be brought to recycling drop-off sites, as they can cause fires in waste bins, in transportation, and at recycling facilities not equipped to handle electronics. More information about recycling in Wisconsin can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Christmas Eve. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 31 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight it will be cloudy. There could be a little patchy fog in some spots, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people were putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zahmer and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Drinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Second,
The Court of Appeals in D.C. says if we're asking the question whether Donald Trump's conduct was inside his job as president or outside his job as president, they say he was out of bounds here. He's not covered because he was out of bounds. So even if there is some immunity for stuff that's inside the presidency, he's way out of it. And then finally, they reject this, I think, ludicrous, I think we discussed it at the time, argument that, well, a president can only be indicted if he has first been impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate.
Ellie Honig on CNN. Paula Reid on CNN said the Court of Appeals for D.C. ruling against Trump's claim of immunity left him with very little wiggle room for getting out of criminal prosecution. Yeah. I'm going to stick with all the happy clappy stories. That's okay. What I'm going to do. All right. I'm just going to read every. In particular, she said the ruling was crafted in such a way it made it very unlikely the Supreme Court will even take up the case. Mm-hmm. She said the Court of Appeals, while they've been knocked for taking so long to come out with this decision, they really are setting it up for the Supreme Court to make it as easy as possible for them not to hear the case. They are giving them a timeline that overlaps with this question, these oral arguments about ballot eligibility. She said it's an incredibly strong opinion that really sets it up for the Supreme Court to not take up the question. Oh, dear God, I hope so. In particular, by the way, we've mentioned this earlier, they cite the fact that Bill Clinton clearly believed he could be prosecuted mm-hmm. for perjury, gave up his law license as part of a deal to avoid that.
Right.
It's why Nixon needed to be pardoned, mm-hmm. obviously. Lisa Rubin said not only did they cite the fact that former President Ford pardoned Richard Nixon after he left office, they also talk about former President Clinton, who agreed to a suspension of his law license and a $25,000 fine in exchange for an agreement from the then independent counsel not to prosecute him for perjury mm-hmm. over the consensual BJ that was, as you recall, the biggest threat to America at one point. Okay, let's go to Michael in North Carolina while we wait for Carlos. Mm-hmm. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mama. Malcolm Nance pretty well covered what I was calling you to say, but it can't be reiterated too often that the money we spend on munitions for Ukraine is going to get spent here. It's going into the hands of defense contractors who are going to pay their workers.
Yes.
It's stimulative.
Yes.
We're not pouring it down a rabbit hole.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's good strategically for the United States of America. By the way, you mentioned, Chris, that you love Representative Garcia.
Yes.
He was fantastic. Robert Garcia, a Democrat out here of the great state of California.
From Long Beach.
Yeah.
And he's a homo.
He made Dumbart.
Yes.
Thank you for that fun fact.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What?
Inappropriate.
Did I throw you off?
No. He made Marjorie Taylor Greene stomp out of a hearing, which was fantastic.
I love it.
Anytime
so
you can
much.
Make her stompy. Uh-huh. She said, I feel like when they call her the gentle lady, it's with tongue in cheek. I want to remind the gentle lady that it was her that actually organized a trip to the D.C. jail to hug and high-five and sit with the insurrectionists that actually attacked our Capitol. That is quite ironic that the insurrectionists that tried to overthrow our government in the Capitol city were being coddled, were actually being coddled by. It's quite a shame you would call them political prisoners or hostages that I think you called them. At that point, she appeared to heckle Garcia before walking out of the hearing room. Because she is
more
fit for a monster truck rally than she
great
is for
decorum.
The Congress of the United States. Uh-huh. Michael Steele will come on here sometimes and annoy me by not leaving the Republican Party, and then he wins my love back. In this case, did you see him confront Dean Phillips?
Yes.
He said, he said to Dean Phillips' face, the chairman and me says, what the hell are you doing and why... And why are you doing it? So the question becomes, in reality, are you creating a drain in the process, prolonging the narratives around Biden's age, prolonging the narratives around other things that people are distracted by with Joe Biden, when the real threat is the man across the aisle? And the polling shows at the end of the day, Donald Trump is going to lose to Joe Biden. Yes, I believe he lost to none of the above.
Yes.
And Marianne Williamson.
And Marianne Williamson.
Okay.
That's hard to do.
He's staying in, and he's decided to stay in.
By the way, Chris, I have no idea. Here's a pop quiz for you before Carlos gets here. I don't know who he's referring to in terms of, lunatics and third party, whatever.
Okay.
Who said, don't listen to shirtless quacks at the gym. I wonder who he's talking about. I don't know. Okay.
Oh. Sometimes I'm shirtless at the gym.
Well,
in jeans?
I think we all
not in jeans.
That.
Hell no. No.
That's just go. That's that should be okay. So yeah, this is God. You never think like Mitch McConnell can get more despicable and soulless, but yeah. McConnell's refusal to impeach Trump, leave it to the courts, has come back to bite him. When Trump was impeached for the second time, it was for his ongoing efforts to overthrow the election and stage the insurrection on January 6th. Republicans, including McConnell, gave a lot of reasons for why Trump should not be impeached. That is now coming back to bite him, according to one legal expert. Lisa Rubin said McConnell's comments were cited by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in Trump's presidential immunity case. They also talk about the fact that Mitch McConnell's and others famously during Trump's second impeachment said the answer wasn't a political solution. It was indeed the courts and the justice system to answer for. And that was an excuse at the time that has come back to bite the former president in his posterior. That's a legal term.
In his buttocks?
Yes. He needs an en banc in his buttocks, in my opinion.
Come on.
All right,
I gotta have a jingle ready.
That's good coffee.
I took it back. That's my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee.
Ooh. Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was gonna make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, look, Carlos, what does your rock, paper, scissors shirt mean? What does it mean?
Well, it means I was doing promotion this morning, sorry I'm late, everybody.
Hi.
For Rock, Paper, Scissors, which premieres February 12th at 5:30 p.m. all across this great land of ours.
Awesome.
Right after the Super Bowl, we will have promos on the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl. And I am so glad that I jumped in when you were bringing up Mitch McConnell and the Republicans punting this to the courts and letting the Democrats actually say, yeah, we'll take your bait. We're going to run with that. Thank you. Because, as we know, Republicans are cowards and very afraid of this orange dictator and didn't want to do anything. And we say, oh, we'll go through the courts then. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't. Do we play? Do we have the Curb theme? Or the Veep theme? Just yesterday.
There you go.
They failed at impeaching Mayorkas. On the same day they voted down the bill that would give him the tools to do the thing that they impeached him for. On the same day that Ronald McDaniel is going to step down because Trump's going to put in a complete, not just a crook like she is, but just a complete election denying crook from North Carolina. And then what else? Did I miss anything else? And Nikki Haley lost to none of the above.
None of the above.
Your Republican Party.
All the machinations you have to go through when you have to pretend you're as evil and as psychotic as your leader. They're painted into this weird corner island where they're all just stuck now. And Cohen was saying this 3 years ago. I was his lawyer. I'm telling you, to your own demise, if you stick with this guy, you're going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
And it's every day it happens. It's like lemmings over the edge of the cliff. It's just so fun and weird to watch. I don't. Do they have families? It's like watching Michael Jackson's nose get smaller and smaller and smaller. Stop!
Stop it. Well, you tweeted a piece. Ken Joe Biden shut down the border on his own, and you just did a really good short article. I mean, you know, this is everything they've ever asked for on the border. This is the most conservative bill ever. They said no to their own bill. This was the bill Trump wanted that didn't get done.
Yeah, and again, because as that article points out, there are asylum laws, there are things that you have to go through the court that don't allow the president to, quote-unquote, just close down the border, because Trump couldn't do it either. You get caught up in the courts and legal system, and so, yeah, it's just... It's the machinations that you have to go through to cling to power instead of legislating. This whole Mayorkas circus, this whole false impeachment chase after Hunter Biden. You had the chance to legislate and come together like Tip O'Neill did with Ronald Reagan. The country works best when we steer towards the center and see where we can compromise. And the thing that's unfair with Biden is you can't please everybody on the Middle East. You can't please everybody on immigration.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody on climate or student forgiveness. It's not possible. And what I get so mad about, and Mehdi Hasan will post something, well, you're not making these people happy. Well, if he makes those people happy, he'll make the other people angry. You can't get what you want. We're not children.
Yeah.
We have to vote for the best chance
to get what you need.
Pardon me?
Should you try sometimes to get what you need?
Yeah, you should try sometime to get what you need. But nobody's an adult. Listen, the Biden campaign, love it, hate it, all its imperfections, there's two choices.
Right.
Biden is demonstrably a better choice than Trump. I'm sorry a third party can't win, but that's life.
Yeah.
That's reality.
And Carlos, I don't know how you're feeling. Obviously, it was a great decision yesterday, the immunity decision. Again, a lot of experts think Supreme Court will not take it. But this is just a stomach-churning, sphincter-clenching period in our history where we have to go, but they might. They might give them enough of a delay. And, you know, like, there might be enough, you know, Russian effery in the election that, you know, Trump slips in again, and you're like, then we have a convicted felon and traitor. I mean, what happens, by the way, if then the, I mean, I don't even want to, if all these trials do happen, do you know what I mean? He's convicted, like, none of this. This is what, you're right, these lemmings have stuck themselves with, this guy.
These are guys that would pretend that, like, if I had a time machine, I would go back and stop Hitler. Well, we have the time machine. You're in it.
Right.
They're there.
Right.
So own up to that.
And some people have gotten out of the cult. Who is this? Former Trump White House communications official Alyssa Farah Griffin just said, she tore into Republicans in Congress. She said, start with the power the president still wields over Republicans, even Republicans who have criticized his stance on immigration before. What's the backup plan? Is it to wait 350 days and hope Trump is inaugurated as president? And you've been critical on this, the stronghold he has on this. Griffin said, it's nothing like I've seen in my political lifetime. Lawmakers are scared of him. She said, let me put it this way. This bill would never have gotten to the floor in a John Boehner house.
Right.
This is a very conservative bill negotiated by James Lankford, one of the most conservative members of the Senate. This is arguably a win for people who want border security. I'm frankly surprised Democrats are willing to go as far as they are. But Trump cannot give a win to Joe Biden. And there it is. And it's out there for everybody to see. And I'm glad that Biden, you know, said, I'm taking this to the American people. They're the ones stopping this.
Yeah. And again, this orange dictator got so twisted up on himself that he couldn't take credit for a vaccine that wasn't perfect, but actually did its job in stopping a deadly virus from spreading too quickly. He has to lie so much that he can't take credit for anything halfway decent that he's done.
Now, as someone said, like his anti-vax followers, he has no immunity.
Yeah. But yeah, Biden is trying his best. He's trying his moral, intellectual best to navigate through such psychotic waters. And no president has been blockaded as much as he does. Even Obama, who didn't get a Supreme Court justice 293 days out from the end of his presidency.
Yeah.
It's even more so with Biden. He's doing an amazing job.
He is. He is.
With a hell Congress.
Read Ron Klain's tweet. He just goes down. Everything Biden has gotten done is extraordinary on the economy and legislatively with such super thin majorities. I mean, I don't even know what to say. You know, I mean, that's the one. And again, I know we can't get stuck on one number and one poll, but that, you know, Trump is 20 points ahead of Biden on who would handle the economy better. He friggin' lost 22 million jobs and handed Biden a recession. Biden has cut the unemployment rate in less than half. Like, what in what universe?
In the universe where you can control the media, right, where the Elon Musk of the world can buy a company like Twitter and just allow bots and only right-wing voices to go on, I noticed that my Instagram becomes more right-wing every day.
Yeah.
And so that's how you control it. You know, you control information and talk about that's the definition of fascism.
Yep. 47 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
What? Speaker God Warrior has said yesterday was a setback. But democracy's messy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wasn't that messy when Nancy Pelosi was in charge? Nope. She seemed to be able to, what's the word, Chris? Count. Right then. So, you saw that Trump said he would debate Biden.
Yeah.
They were saying on CNN he should, Trump or Biden should call his bluff.
Absolutely.
And immediately say, okay. Because he said he would like to debate Biden immediately. Yes, please.
Okay.
His mental decline is so obvious. You know,
Joe's always had a stuttering problem.
I'm talking about Trump's mental decline. I was watching Biden yesterday, and I'm like, this media storyline is so ridiculous. He does not seem old to me at all. He doesn't seem decrepit. He seems sharp as a tack for his age. Yeah. Does he sound like he was when he was 60? Of course not. It reminds me, I always loved Kathleen Turner. She, one interview, said, I don't look like I did when I was 20. Get over it.
And Joe has always had the problem with stuttering, and it makes it appear that he's like dawdling, and he's not. He's trying to form the words. That's just part of the ongoing issue with dealing with the stutter.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump is just, oh my God. And I'm sure, as usual, I'm sure he's lying about that he'll debate, you know. By the way, there were a lot of loud noises yesterday, apparently, even in the Senate.
Loud noises!
Fox News reports screaming from behind closed doors in the Senate. Our most deliberative body.
The Republicans have a cancer. It's a giant tumor named Trump. And if they would just see that, just get rid of the tumor. and throw it in the trash.
It is a tumor.
Dump it over the edge and let's go.
It is a tumor of every kind.
He's a tumor.
Yeah.
It is a tumor.
It is a tumor. We should consider this a divorce.
Okay. Wow, speaking of movies, you said during the break, you're like, really, God? Apollo Creed? I mean, really?
Really? You had a choice, and you call it. Okay, thanks, God.
Really?
Way to go.
Yeah. You know what? Ain't going to be no rematch, God. You know what?
Ain't going to be no rematch.
Done with you. By the way, even Steve Ducey said to a Republican, so are Republicans going to say that the Border Patrol Union and the acting CBP chief are wrong? Yes. Yes, they went against, you know, Chamber of Commerce, every, you know, person that's normally Trumpy. But you're right. This is a cult. They listen to one guy. That's it.
Yep. And you got Elon Musk chiming in. He's obviously not talking about Cubans or South Africans or Swedes or Australians. It's all xenophobic. It's like the dark brown guys coming through the dark brown place. What about all the illegal immigrants from everywhere? They're not sending us their best, Sweden or Norway.
Yeah, there. Hey, there. The Wall Street Journal wrote, if Republicans reject this bill, they'll hound Democrats an argument that the GOP wants border chaos that they can exploit as a campaign issue. The chaos will continue for at least another year. Republicans may think they can write a better law if Trump wins in November, but don't count on it. Democrats will again say, well, look, Democrats can again obviously take back this issue. It's just it's dumb politically and every other way.
Yeah, it's the theater of what gets the most clicks and hits instead of proper governance, you know, and we believe compromat like Lindsey Graham, hot tub, underage.
What?
I didn't think donkey those photos would ever surface.
I was just racking balls.
So the sun came up.
Okay. So, I believe Frank Flaguzzi mentioned this, but a Tennessee man who the FBI said was planning to join a border-focused militia. Yeah, this is very deadly. And set off explosives and fire sniper rounds at the U.S.-Mexico border was arrested this Monday. Agents conducted an undercover operation where where this guy told them, the Patriots are going to rise up because we're being invaded. We're being invaded. He told an undercover agent he was coordinating with militia groups from Kentucky, Georgia, all the dealies, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee, and his job as a militia member was to act as a sniper. I mean, as Frank says, we're going to see more and more of this right-wing-inspired violence. I mean, this is almost the whole manifesto of the El Paso shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I guess maybe he was white? I'm just going to guess.
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He looked like a member of Neil Tim 6 of the Gravy Seals.
Macrocosm or microcosm of Trump's speech on January 6th. Get violent. You're not going to take it by just being nice. You're going to have to take it by force. Trial by combat. It's all this. You're ginning up people with weapons to go and do stupid things. Also, he can pay his debts and not go to jail.
Yeah.
It's all about him not going to jail. You're doing it for him.
Yeah. Wow, this is our final Big Bag of Rats story for today. Mutiny, far-right Republican senators start to give McConnell the McCarthy treatment. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the far-right faction of the conference are calling for his ouster, including one longtime GOP senator who said we need new leadership now. One reporter called it a mutiny over this whole, border deal. Fight. Big Bag of Rats. And turtles in this case. A turtle in the Big Bag of Rats.
The rat stole his lettuce and he'll starve to death.
Okay.
Serves him right.
Can I just say we love us some Jim McGovern? He traded barbs with Marjorie Taylor Greene on X. McGovern said the clowns are running the circus. We're wasting time on Mayorkas. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to impeach someone. Don't get me started on her absurd censure resolution of Congressman Omar. Green said, wow, this is coming from the same guy as well known to lay his suit jacket on the actual bathroom floor while spending a lot of time in the stall of the first floor bathroom in the Capitol.
What?
That's probably when he comes up with, and then she did a poop emoji. McGovern said, no idea what you're talking about. What are you doing in the men's room? Aren't you late for a Klan meeting? Oh, come on.
Yes.
Come on. McGovern wins that.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
I'm trying to imagine my dad tweeting a poop emoji.
She clacked right into it with her cloven hooves.
Yep.
Clack, 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 clack. Oops, fell into a punchline.
Love you, Carlos. That's Rocky. We've linked to
Love
everything
back.
Carlos on our socials. Love you. Rock, paper, scissors.
For Bernie Canyon. Yes.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Christmas Eve. We will have our Christmas cookie exchange at 11:33. The pressure is on. And we'll wrap it up with another holiday edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matt and Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Hey, Wisconsin. Luke from the Civic Media Network team here, wishing you and yours the very best this holiday season. Whether you're listening on the radio dial, streaming us on the Civic Media app, or listening along online, we really appreciate you making us part of your holiday routine this season.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines flights first stopped, then cleared to land by federal regulators. There was a system-wide technical issue that led to the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up. People are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations, first after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News.